Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Abiding Love Worship Center Ministries. This is evangelist and lead minister Erin Gravey, and of course Sheila is around, and she is the evangelist and associate ministry of Abiding Love Worship Center. This is our first Blog Talk Radio live on the air, and so we don't know how many people. We just got the advertising out on Facebook about 10 minutes ago, so we don't know how many people will actually be listening to this first one. But we're going to be doing a lot of different videos about our vision of Abiding Love Worship Center, what we're about, the different things where we have. But we're also going to be explaining a lot about relationships, about how to handle relationships in our life, whether that be relationships in the family, relationships in church, relationships with family members, and different struggles and stresses that people go through. And so not only are we just going to talk about them and apply biblical principles to them, but we're also going to get in depth, and which means it's not going to be all soft and plus messages. We're not going to be just tickling ears. That is not what God has called us to do, or God has called us to present a biblical truth to our everyday lives in very relevant ways that's going to be able to change lives, starting when you hear it. And so if you just hear a message and it goes in one ear and out the other, it really isn't going to do much. But if you hear a message and we can explain how to apply it to your everyday life, that is what we're all about. And so, once again, to explain a little about the mission and vision of Abiding Love Worship Center, we do have a motto, and it's called, it's a ministry where the hurting, the rejected, and the turned away find acceptance. In Christ, misfits fit. We are an evangelistic ministry of real people reaching real people with the victory found in Jesus Christ. And so that is one of the most important things that is our passion. And we are evangelists as well, and so we do try to, where we are very available for churches, large and small churches. We even get to the point where if a church is having a hard time financially, a lot of times they won't bring an evangelist for those reasons. And we work with them even to the point of just going in for free, because the most important things is souls won to the kingdom of God. And but just to let you know about us a little more, we are a ministry, once again, that reaches the hurting, rejected, turned away by proclaiming and demonstrating the love, forgiveness, mercy, and truth of Jesus Christ. And we tell people we are real people relating to real people. Now, what I mean by that is we're not ministers who have had perfect lives, but we're ministers who actually have been there, done that. I joke, it's called Bought the T-Shirt. And sold it in the yard sale. And so, because we have been through some severe things, some life things, but things that also that just hurt the life of the people. And so we've been there. So we have been broken. We've been broken by people. We've been broken through our own circumstances. But also in that brokenness, we have found a way that really helps us to realize what it's all about. And so we appreciate what God is doing, and but he's healed us. So we're people who are broken that can be healed. And so it's very interesting how God is doing that. And actually, we have Sheila on the line right now. And, well, I guess we don't. She's dropped the call. Okay, and anyway, and so, let me see here. Anyway, sorry for that, just technical difficulties there. Once again, it's our first broadcast. And but anyway, so the biggest thing that we are out there trying to reach people, and because that is our passion. And so we have a couple things that I'm going to explain. And once again, we know in Christ there's a lot of things that you have the pluses and minuses. And you know, some of the things we say is, do you got hurts? Well, there's help. Do you not fit in? You will with Christ. I feel like a failure. Well, this is your turning point. Have you been rejected? You are accepted. Feel unloved? Well, abiding love lives here. If you feel like you have no hope, you do have hope. And if you've been turned away, it's time to come back home. And so a little bit about us, let me just give you a bios about who we are and where we've come from. I'll just go ahead and do Sheila first. She is a licensed minister and was the ministry and founder of Common Ground Ministries, a women's ministry encouraging women in their daily walk with Jesus Christ, providing free seminars for women and teen girls based on biblical truths to address emotional needs. Women teens always walked away from her seminars with tools to overcome daily life, and God has given her the core mission to encourage women in their daily walk with Jesus Christ. She has also worked in the field of education as a teacher and a counselor for the last 16 years. She's a very passionate follower of Christ, is not only qualified and competent to help women to navigate the complexities of everyday life from biblical principles, she also shares common ground with every woman. And so the mission and passion she has for preaching and ministry has carried over into Abiding Love Worship Center. And so we definitely appreciate that. A little bit about myself. I am an ordained minister with over 17 years of pastoral ministry. I have served mainly with Assemblies of God in various places in Missouri and in New York as lead pastor, associate pastor in youth ministry. Recently, I was a minister for Life Service Ministries, the ministry that emphasized evangelism, biblical teaching, seminars, as well as performed weddings, funerals, and other services. It was a ministry that provided life service and brought Christ in those moments we all live through. And I do have a burning passion to win the lost, and of course to help them grow in Christ, connect with other believers, work with them to find their ministry and the power of the Spirit, and help them glorify God. It's all about helping people find and live in the abiding love of God. So we're excited to be doing this with Abiding Love Worship Center Ministries. And so we are going to be definitely contacting churches out there. We do have, just to let you know, the different ways you can connect with us. You can email abidingloveworshipcenter@gmail.com. You can watch us on YouTube. Just type in Abiding Love Worship Center. You can also see us on Facebook, just facebook.com/Abiding Love Worship Center. We are on Twitter, Abiding Love WC. And so there's a lot of different ways to connect with us. And, of course, this is going to be one of the big ways that we're going to be broadcasting things. And we are going to have a lot of different things that we're going to do with this. We're going to have, once again, things where I might be sharing something for a show. Sheila might be sharing something. We might be sharing something together. And we're also going to have things where we bring in guests and let them know what's going on and explain the intricacies of biblical knowledge, how we apply it to our lives. So it's going to be very exciting. One of the biggest things I want to say, what sets Abiding Love Worship Ministries apart, Worship Center Ministries, is that part about the hurting, rejected, or turned away find acceptance. We live in a day and an age where people coming to Christ for the first time, or even somebody who lived with Christ and lived in the world for a while, but then come back to Christ, have a very hard time sometimes fitting in churches. And let me explain the reason. Sometimes these churches, they remember what they were before they came to Christ, or how they lived when they walked back into the world. And so when they come back, they definitely preach forgiveness and want them to come back and to be in the pew, to have a number counted as a part of the church. But if they want to get involved in ministry, if they want to go deeper in the Lord, or just sometimes even coming back to church, there are some people in those churches that just always remind them of who they used to be, the sins they used to do. And that is something that we are not only relaying to people, that it doesn't have to be that way, that when they come to Christ, they are received, they are forgiven. In fact, the verse I want to share is Psalm chapter 103, verse 12. It says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." And another part of the scripture, God says he does not remember our sins anymore. And so God has gave them, he's forgot them, and he wants to use us. But the problem is we have people who actually sometimes place themselves above God, and they will not let people forget their sins. They will not let people forget what they've done, to the point of even telling them, well, we will not use you in ministries in our church. And so our ministry is not only for those who need to know they find acceptance, but it's also for the churches who need to learn how to forgive. How to forgive others the way Christ has forgiven them. And, you know, a lot of times people don't forgive others because they haven't forgiven themselves or haven't received that forgiveness from others. Maybe they think it's normal to continue to remind people of their sins because that's what people still do to them. And so we're going to be in there just to really get people to set them free, to realize what's going on, to show them what it's all about. And so we praise God for the giving us that vision, that ministry. It's not an easy ministry, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when you have any ministry that doesn't tickle the ears, that really tries to do a correction of the church, of how they are to express forgiveness to others, sometimes it doesn't go over well. And the reason is sometimes churches get into that place of, and it is a judgmental thing, where they think they're above God and still need to remind people. And sometimes it's hard for them to just let it go. But you know something, praise God that when we come to Him to receive forgiveness, what has He done with what does He do with our sins? He lets them go. And I praise God that when I wake up in the morning, Christ doesn't come to me and say, let me remind you what you did 10 years ago. Let me remind you what you did 7 years ago. Let me remind you what you did last week. He doesn't do that to us. But every morning we wake up, His mercies are new every morning. And so we're excited. We want to share that, not only through Facebook, not only through YouTube, not only through the churches we go to, but we want to share that through doing on air, on the internet, to try to get as many people involved and to listen to God's message of true forgiveness, true just that freedom that He gives. And so we praise God for that. And so once again, we're going to be having a lot more shows on the air coming up. And so just let you know, when you are abiding in Christ, or when you're living in Christ, you are abiding or living in abiding love. And that's what we're all about. We're about living in Christ, letting Christ live through us to change our world. And that world starts where you're at. It starts in your family. It starts in your homes. It starts in your workplace. It starts where you go to just have fun and things like that. And so we just praise God for that. And stay tuned. You can save us in there. Subscribe to our YouTube. Become a friend on Facebook. And just receive the grace of God that tells you He loves you and you are accepted. And so thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.